Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, going to, in about 20 minutes from right now, as he always does on Tuesdays, to talk Georgia football ahead of the Georgia-Florida game, the cocktail party on Saturday afternoon. BA, we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well. Any phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the day and let you hear from Raheem more minutes as well.
Who's the best player in the NBA?
Right now?
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic, I think.
Okay.
But it might be Wemby.
That's what I'm saying. I was curious. I was curious where your answer was.
It might be Wemby.
It might. This dude,
just give me more than. Just give me a few more games.
Yeah, I get it. But I was like, I just saw the highlight. This dude. This, and it's so weird because of how tall he lay it where a guy's trying. Like, just. Yep. I mean.
Yep.
Okay, I was just curious. Like, who do you think's the best player to be? Because he's pretty sick right now, dog.
Uh huh.
Like what he's doing, his ball handling.
Yep.
And pulling up, just like
dunking on people, blocking shots.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No, it might be. Yeah. It might be. I guess
you got to do a little. Yeah,
just a little more. The other thing too with him is, and I'm, you know, knock on wood that this doesn't happen, but he's been pretty injury prone. In his early career. Now that last year wasn't an injury; it was sort of like
an
illness or whatever.
Yeah, blood
clots.
Mm-hmm.
But this is it's a strange body type.
Yes.
To be able to be playing 82 games like that. With all these little, you know, everybody running around your ankles all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a tall task to stay healthy. He's built for 82.
Yeah, but we were, cause it was like, because highlights where we're going from the Pelicans game, and I saw how Zion bam. And I like Zion's, it's amazing.
He looks great.
It's amazing when he plays how good he is.
No.
And now you're talking about he got a foot.
Hurt his foot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn it.
Another highly injury prone player.
Is DeJounte back yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
But yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, damn, Wemby just sick with it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like what he did on opening night where, you know, he's catching lobs. And I mean, AD is Anthony Davis probably as equipped as anybody, if there is such a thing, to defend him. He could do nothing.
Nothing.
And then, you know, he got tired of being in the paint. So he's like, you know what?
I'm going to go out here.
Let me just hit some step backs.
Come here, AD.
Yeah.
Come here. Stay right there.
I spent this whole summer working out with Hakeem Olajuwon and Buddhist monks.
And Kevin Garnett.
And Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, so he cusses more. He cusses and spits more.
See him just pull up from the logo?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
After blocking two shots.
I know.
The logo? That's what we're doing?
I don't.
After blocking two shots.
What are you supposed to do? Like, what are you supposed to do to stop the guy?
Is he a good free throw shooter?
Yeah. Everything. He's good at everything. And he's stronger now? Like, I don't know. He might be.
Yeah.
He might. He's probably, I mean, if he keeps doing this, he's going to be the MVP this year.
Yeah.
He's like 21.
Yeah.
Damn Spurs.
They always get it right.
They had to take a couple down years, and they're right back in it.
They just tend to always get
DeJounte. DeJounte's not.
Oh, I was tend to get that damn number one pick, a big man, huh?
Yeah.
David Robinson. Tim Damn Duncan.
Put them together.
And now this guy.
Yeah.
And now this guy.
Now you got this guy. Now
you got this guy. Oh, and then you go find Kawhi at number 14. Trade him for George Hill.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like this damn guy.
I know. The damn Spurs.
Yeah, man.
Seem
what
to always
hell?
Be in the mix.
What the hell?
Anyway, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
It's hard to say that you're predictable, but I can't talk about the situation yesterday when you do get predictable. You know, when you go down 3 points, so three-possession game, and you got to go out there and throw it every single snap, that's going to make anybody predictable. That's a problem. And we've been in that situation probably twice this year.
Well, you got your ass
and those situations we got to stop from getting into. You know, obviously, those situations make it really easy, make it really predictable, make it easy to figure it out when you know you got to pass and the guys can pin back their ears and go rush. So we got to get better from a whole standpoint when it comes to those things and maintaining and staying on schedule so we can get our offense going.
That's not the criticism, though, really. Like, everyone gets predictable when you're down by multiple scores because you have to throw the ball.
Right.
The question is the offense predictable when it's first and 10 in the first quarter and it's 0-0?
Right.
Like, are you tipping your hand a little bit in terms of what play you're about to run? Everybody knows you want to hand the ball to Bijan, but that's fine. Like, yep. A lot of good offenses in the NFL, you know what they want to do.
Correct.
They execute their way into doing it. Last couple weeks, the Falcons haven't done that.
Yeah, I think the thing with the predictability of an offense and everything like that is if you execute, it doesn't matter. And I promise you, it doesn't matter if you execute it. We had a play, Andy, it was called 525 F-post, right? Everybody knew that we were going to run it on third down. Everybody knew. Everybody knew when we got 11 personnel, we were going to run 525 F-post on third, seven, whatever. And we were always 100%. You know why? Because we executed the hell out of the damn play. If you execute the play, the predictability, it goes away. It really, really does. And so when people say, well, they're predictable and all those different things, if they execute, it don't freaking matter. And I truly do believe that. Now, they've got to do a better job of being able to adjust when stuff ain't going right. That's the most important thing right there is when it's not going right, when you can't run the football. That's why you drafted Michael Penix. When you can't run the football, he's supposed to throw you out of these things. Tough thing about that is it's a freaking rookie.
Yeah, and he didn't play Sunday.
And he didn't play Sunday. So that's the thing about it is they got to get better with plan B.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Plan B.
Yep.
Plan A is Bijan. I'm sorry. Bijan. All right?
I guess it was Bijan Sunday.
All right. Bijan, yeah. That,
it can
yeah.
be Bijan if he yeah. goes off.
That's the plan A. It's him and Tyler Allgeier in his run game.
And that's a good plan
A. It is a great plan
that's
A, Andy.
That's a good plan A.
But what happens when it ain't working?
Failure.
Thank you.
Miserable failure.
Thank you.
And embarrassing losses. That's what happens.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how do you fix that? How do you improve your in-game adjusting?
That's on him to find
out. You know what I mean?
But the thing about it is
like
is
that's
that,
one of the hardest things to do. I think we oversimplify so many things in sports, but one of them is being good at in-game adjustments. You know who is the best coaches?
Yes.
The best coaches
yes.
are. Like one of the things we rave about Georgia with Kirby is he did. Well, you know why? Because he's the best coach in college football.
Yes.
I think, I don't know if most or whatever, a lot of coaches, especially play callers, struggle when their plan doesn't work. Like what's your backup plan? I don't know. That was the whole criticism with the Dan Quinn, Kyle Shanahan era. Now their plan A was real good.
Yeah.
But when it didn't work, plan
dude, you got
plan
be,
B.
You got
be, there, but was, the thing, there was never a worst case scenario.
But then I go back to this a lot of times because it's a lot of emphasis on coach. Yo, what the hell are players doing? Are you getting open? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Also, that's why when I said on Monday about I don't speak dork. Well, nobody else is doing nothing. So I don't give a damn what the dork stat says as far as their grade. Somebody sent it to me last night too, which is funny. But
there were positive grades.
Yes, it was.
How?
Yeah, I don't know. But again, I don't speak dork. Are the players getting open?
No.
Okay, so it's
a little.
Yeah, I mean,
Darnell
Mooney
was open.
You're gonna miss throws and all those different things too. But that wasn't. I mean, what about the other plays that they were running? Where were you at then?
I will say this because this is something we've talked about all year, even. Vikings win, Commanders win, even second half of Bills win. Like, and I know that Penix wasn't out there on Sunday. Cousins was, and Cousins played awful. The quarterback position in general for the Atlanta Falcons needs to be better.
Yes.
Because early in the season we were talking about, Penix is either getting rid of the ball too soon, he's not trusting the play to develop, he's missing a guy who's coming open a little bit later, whether it's Kyle or Drake or whoever. Certainly it was Mooney on Sunday with like, plan B is a lot more possible if plan A is to run the ball, if plan B is then to rely on your quarterback, if your quarterback's playing.
Yes.
Playing well.
Yes.
Like, even Penix's best game hadn't been that great this year.
No, and that's what I'm saying. He's got to play
now,
better.
Now, he's a rookie, so there's at least some expectation of
but
that.
Yeah, you got to.
Still, you got to do it.
You got to do it, man. You got to do it, especially when you look at where, you know, where teams are, what teams are going to do now. They're going to give Michael Penix opportunities and these receivers opportunities to win football games for you.
Yeah.
To win football games.
They're going to go man coverage. And they're going to tell you you can't beat us.
Yes, because we're not letting Seven beat us. We know he can beat us.
Yeah,
and we're not gonna. And that goes back to okay. Now we got to figure out something new to do with Bijan. We got to figure out something new, a new wrinkle, a new something they have not seen to get him the football. I think one thing of the and because he's so special, it doesn't. You see the other thing. They are not a good perimeter blocking football team. You know when they throw screens. The one play we saw that was Bijan. That was all Bijan. Everything like that. They're not the best as far as getting their linemen out in space to run and kick out and create alleys and stuff. The Falcons are not very good at that. But they got to figure out different ways. Okay, Zach, we see what you want to do. All right, so this week right here, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. I'm going to have my ass. I'm going to look at some old Rams tape. You know what? I'm going to look at what San Fran and what the Miami Dolphins did to beat us because it's all in the same tree. Let me see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Let me figure out what they're doing. And let's implement this stuff into our offense. The same one to be. This is a copycat damn league. Everybody knows that. Let's go back because all this is this whole the three teams that were in these two games, the Dolphins, the 49ers, and the Falcons, they're all from the same thing. All from the same coaching philosophy, all that other crap. Let's see what they did.
Yeah, and we talked a lot about it leading into the 49ers game. It'll be interesting to see, having seen the defense play well up to this point, what Kyle Shanahan thinks their weak spot is and what he does to try to take advantage of it. You called it that week. He's going to run it right at the middle of that defensive line until they stop it, and they never did.
Yeah.
They had their best running game in 3 years that day, the 49ers did. Dolphins did the
and
same that's, thing.
And the thing about it, Andy, that was all they had, though. The 49ers weren't making no plays in the pass game.
Oh, absolutely not. They were going to hand the ball to their all-world running back and then throw it to him when they didn't hand it to him.
Right.
And what do you know? That worked because he's Christian freaking McCaffrey. I mean, the Dolphins had a similar offensive game plan. What the defensive side of it is what's interesting, though, is because both of those defenses said, if we can make them one-dimensional, they cannot beat us. Take away the run and the pass game, awful.
Yes.
And is quarterback rating a dork stat?
In my opinion.
It is? Okay.
Why, what's up?
Well, I was just I looked at the team's quarterback ratings. Falcons are pretty close to the bottom.
Okay, who's at the top?
Lions.
Yeah, teams that win.
Lions, Patriots.
Yeah, teams that win.
Eagles, Packers, Rams, Colts.
I don't need no stat for that, or percentages.
And you know who's not?
Who?
Browns, Titans, Raiders, Jaguars, Saints, Vikings, Falcons.
Yeah, so tell me, do I need a calculation or something like that for that?
The quarterback play has been dreadful. It needs to be better.
Yes. I need.
It's not Penix's fault, though.
I need analytics for that. Oh God!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
His Cousins rating is dragging the thing down from Sunday. I'm sure Penix is up there with Jared Goff's. Oh, man. God, I hope he plays good on Sunday against the Patriots.
That was the first one.
I know.
That was the first one.
No, I mean, my first little lie.
Yeah, that's the first one.
No, I've been honest about it. He hadn't been good enough. He will. He'll figure it out. He's a second-half player, Randy. Second-half of the year player. Brandon Adams is going to join us next, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.